93.1 Jams. It is home to the Freak Show. Talking about stupid injuries. Yeah.
Okay. So I was doing a front flip.
Yeah.
On a trampoline. And my tooth went through my knee.
Ow! So now, did your tooth come out of your mouth?
It did not. Luckily, it stayed in.
Oh, is it loose now?
No. It was okay. I saw my orthodontist. Everything was good.
93.1 Jams.
93.1 Jams tonight, talking about stupid injuries that have happened to you. Yeah.
Look, man, I was at home, got off work, sitting at home, and a buddy of mine, he opened his garage door, and he had this new bike.
Yep.
Just a bicycle, nothing, you know, too crazy.
Yeah.
And he's like, you want to take it for a ride? I was like, sure, I'll just ride it down half a block to the store.
Yeah.
And I got maybe a little less than 20 yards, and I crashed. Broke my collarbone.
Oh.
Cracked 3 ribs.
Man.
And I'm telling you, it was the worst experience of my life. I was off work for like 3 months.
It's called The Freak Show. What do you want us to do about it? 93.1 Jams.
Yeah, we're talking about stupid injuries that have happened to you. Yeah.
I chose to wear my best friend's shoes.
Okay, yeah.
That were a size too big, and I went to go step on the curb, fell, and cracked both my kneecaps.
Oh, my God. Jesus. Wait, both mini what? Like your kneecaps?
Both of my kneecaps cracked.
Oh, my God. So, obviously, you couldn't walk, or could you?
I had some liquid courage, so I walked the rest of the night, but I didn't do too much.
You know, listen. Fireball and whiskey and J-Mo, it cures everything, doesn't it, in Wisconsin?
It does. It definitely does.
Holmes and the Freak Show, 93.1 Jams.
93.1 Jams. We've been talking about stupid injury stories. This one might be the best one. Yeah, yeah.
Okay, so in high school, I was at a party in a hotel suite.
Yeah.
And my buddies were on one side in kind of the living room area, and a girl and I were on the other side in the bedroom area, and we were kind of making out, and you could see through this gas fireplace.
Okay.
And my buddies were laughing, so I was all embarrassed, high schooler, so I went to moon them through the gas fireplace and burned my ass. It was horrible for weeks, and the girl didn't even believe it. She said, what? Did you really burn your ass? You don't want to make out with me.
Literally, like, burn the hair off your butt?
It was horrible. It was bad. I couldn't sit down for 2 days. I didn't want to tell my mom. People in school, as to this day, I mean, I still hear about it from old classmates. It was terrible.
93.1 Jams.